Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not at all.
And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American, black, mixed race with black? Excuse me?
African-American, Native American.
African-American and Native American.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
52.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, and please raise your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
He's done a lot better now that he stepped down.
So how should I record your answer? We do have a scale if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I'd say right in the middle.
And between somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove, where do you fall?
Where do I vote?
Where do you fall between somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove?
About Joe Biden?
Yes.
Right in the middle.
We don't have that option. We have somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove as the middle. How should I record your answer?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one we have is Tammy Baldwin.
Fifty.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
50.
J.D. Vance.
10.
Then we have the Republican Party.
0.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
50.
Project 2025.
0.
The Democratic Party.
40.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, we know we're still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Green Party Candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kennedy.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Democrat and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would write in a ballot.
So you wouldn't vote?
I would write in a different ballot. I would probably select myself.
We do have a few options. Tell me, how do I record your answer? We have undecided, wouldn't vote, other, and yes, only those.
Undecided.
Undecided, thank you. And what is the main reason you are supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
He is not the Republican Party, and he is a stronger candidate than Harris.
Thank you very much.
But I would say it really depends on the VP.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you, well, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement we have: a second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future.
Okay.
And based on this statement, do you think that this statement is 0, not at all convincing reason to vote in November 2024, 5, it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 10, means very convincing reason to vote in November 2024.
Ten.
Any number. Okay, thank you. Then we have, second to last, is Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump. For quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim,
even though
I already know your answer. Thank you. Now, it says, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ+ rights while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025.
Ten.
Thank you. And last statement is banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhumane and evil act, there is only one solution. Vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president.
Could you read the first part of that again?
Yes, banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power.
That's a very strong statement. don't think he would have that much political power as much as he would try to, if that would be the case. But I definitely believe that he would try to eliminate the four terms of the presidency and stay on forever.
So do you think this statement is, how convincing it is on a scale of 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Has Pamela stated who her VP is yet?
I'm not sure. And since we're required to read verbatim, we don't have much information here.
Okay. I would say no.
And is that an undecided, wouldn't vote, or other?
Undecided.
Thank you. And one last time, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will pass a bill that would reverse the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. So do you think that this is, how convincing do you think this is to support Kamala Harris for president? On a scale from, thank you. Then we have, Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down a cost or making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and more lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead.
I would say about a 6.
Thank you very much. And the last statement on this section is, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. Are you kidding me?